Throughout history, across cultures and religions, a ladder has been chosen as the symbol that bridges the spiritual realm and our terrestrial plane, a link between heaven and earth. Often there are 7 steps on this symbolic ladder, each step representing a stage on the ascending path toward spiritual awakening or divine union. The most well-known Western tale utilizing the ladder symbolism is the biblical story known as Jacob's Ladder from the Book of Genesis. It's here that Jacob has a vivid dream in which he sees a ladder on earth that scales up to heaven, with angels descending and ascending upon it. Fast forward to the New Testament, and Jesus Christ fulfills Jacob's dream, proclaiming, quote, "Hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Thus, it's Jesus that is the symbolic ladder through which Christians ascend to heaven. On today's episode, we're going to hear Mac Miller's take on the symbolic ladder. And while he'll maintain its use as a tool for ascension, Mac will offer a different interpretation of what the ladder is. It's not Jesus, but rather the only thing we know for sure that we have right here, right now, each other. From Spotify, I'm Cole Kushna, and this is Dissect, long-form musical analysis broken into short, digestible episodes. Today, we continue our serialized examination of Mac Miller's Swimming with its 7th track, Ladders.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Ladders was produced by Pomo and John Bryan, and begins somewhat ominously with a looping sample and an arpeggiated guitar. The sample sounds like it might be a piece of a voice singing a low G. Over this, the guitar plays a pattern around a G minor add 6 chord, contributing to the dark overtones of the introduction. For me, this musical texture feels tense. There's not much harmonic motion, we're just kind of immersed in this somewhat gloomy, droning environment. Fittingly, Mac enters the song singing about finding a way out, perhaps out of this darkness.
Somehow we gotta find a way. No matter how many miles it takes. I don't feel so good right now, but it all come falling down. When the night meets the light, turn the day.
Mac begins singing, "Somehow we gotta find a way, no matter how many miles it take." Recall that the last few songs found Mac driving, using the road as a metaphor for life's continuous journey. On Self-Care, it seems substances had control of the wheel, while on Wings, Mac took back control, finding beauty in feeling the breeze and enjoying the sunset. Here on Ladders, the journey continues, as does the optimism established on Wings, a belief and perseverance that somehow, no matter what, we have to find a way to keep moving forward. This opening line also feels like a callback to the opening track, Come Back to Earth. It was there Mac saying, "I just need a way out of my head. I'll do anything for a way out of my head." Halfway through the album, Mac is still looking for the way, but there's a newfound patience and understanding to these lines and ladders, which seem bolstered by some present joy Mac is feeling. He sings, "I know it feels so good right now, but it all come falling down when the night meet the light turn to day." Appreciating the moment of happiness, Mac has the wisdom to be apprehensive of the inevitable end, something that should come as no surprise to us by this point in the album. In nearly every track on Swimming, Mack showcases this balanced perspective, that any feeling of a high is temporary and inherently carries with it a come down. A high cannot exist without a low, after all. This cyclical regularity is compared to the transition from night to day, from one day to the next. This cycle of time is reinforced by the final line ending in day, completing a rhyme with the first line's way, wrapping this chorus into a circle. Also, Mack does something interesting with his verb tenses here. He talks from the first person, I, but uses the plural tense of his verbs. By mixing the singular and plural, he conflates his individual experience with the universal. This is one of the hallmarks of the entire album, the way Mack is able to convey universal sentiment via personal, subjective experience. Mack is showing us the shit he's gone through so that we can too. It's in this way that we show each other the way.
Can't stop, then you won't stop. I know just how that feel. When you're on top, till the ball drop. You never seem to be so real. It feels so good right now. But it all come falling down. When the night, make the light, turn the day.
Extending the song's mounting introduction, Mack sings, can't stop, then you won't stop. I know just how that feel. There's a sense of tension to this inertia, as Mack evokes a restless, uncontrollable motion that's felt throughout Swimming, an album titled with the act of fluid movement. This line also works as a description of time marching forever forward, with or without us. It can feel like we've got a race to stay in place, and Mack is right beside us, having run this length before. Assuming the advisory position, Mack warns, when you're on top, till the ball drop, you've never seen it be so real. The exhilarating feeling of being high is not permanent. There will come an end, and Mack's use of till the ball drop as a description of this end implies a few interesting symbolic threads. The most iconic iteration of a ball dropping is the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square, New York, where Mack even performed The Way with Ariana Grande in 2014. Relating to the night turning into day line, this is a nod to one year turning into the next, again accenting the notion of time forever marching forward. Dropping the ball also evokes games or sports, and it's used to mean that you fumbled some responsibility that was assigned to you, which Mack uses to convey the fall from the high. Interestingly, Mack describes the fall from the top bringing on a feeling of real, which seems to portray a high or success as a fantasy. Being quote-unquote on top is simply a mirage that will erode with time. As Ladders continues, Mack drastically switches vocal styles, rapping the beginning of his verse in short sporadic bursts. But curiously, the production remains droning and somewhat ominous, drawing out the tension.
Feel it a little, feel it a lot. I'm swimming a bit, but deeper in thought. Keeping my head on top of my shoulders. Into some shit, I'm out of the box. This the level I'm on. Need it all right now and forever is gone. Baby, the weather is strong. Whether it's hot or cold, we're coming knocking on your door. Well,
Mack opens the verse. Feel it a little, feel it a lot. I'm swimming a bit, but deeper in thought. Keeping my head on top of my shoulders. As we know by now, swimming is to thrive among the waters as opposed to sinking or drowning, a metaphor for being able to live freely and with control. Interestingly, Mack is only swimming a bit or a little, as he's also still stuck in his own head, another motif that expresses Mack's times of paralyzing anxiety. The deeper in thought plays off the depth of water, and while he's out there in the water, he's only able to keep his head above the surface, which is why he describes it as swimming a bit. It's more like he's treading water. Mack then continues saying, into some shit, I'm out of the box. There's a chance this is describing manageable drug use. Mack's into some shit, as in into some drugs, and out of the box, or free as a result. Playing off this potential high, Mack raps, this the level I'm on, needing it all right now when forever is gone. The insatiable notion of needing everything right now is overwhelming, a response to finite time. In an existential sense, this reflects the lessons of presence found in Wings, of truly experiencing each moment as everything we have, since the past is gone and the future is not promised. Feeling this pressure, Mack pushes forward, proclaiming, baby, the weather is strong, whether it's hot or cold, I'm coming, knocking at your door. One of the main motifs of Swimming, we know the strength of the weather represents strong emotions, and here Mack shows a rare confidence to endure the weather, no matter its extremes. Rain or shine, happy or sad, he's showing up at someone's door, which might allude to a romantic interest given the address of baby and the sexual innuendo of I'm coming. But because the song mostly addresses a universal we suspect that in this case, Mack is most likely referring to showing up at someone's door to mean he's ready to connect with others, ready to interact with the world. It's this optimistic tone that sets the song into motion. As Max says, "I'm coming, knocking at your door," the music matches. The drum beat kicks in, beginning with three knocks of a snare drum. We're coming knocking on your door. Well, I'ma maintain how I'm staying so high. Put the ladder all the way up till we touch the sky. And you know you're dead wrong, you in love with a lie. All I wanna do is free your mind. We don't see no lines, we don't color inside. It's a very small world, we don't fuck with the size. Yeah, see the bigger picture when it's beneficial. Loving how it fits, you blow the whistle when you run out of time. Yeah. Waking up. This sudden musical transformation of the song shouldn't be overlooked. The intro, the first hook, and the first part of the verse were all scored by a somewhat ominous musical texture, with a low droning sample and a dark minor chord. While most of us by now are familiar with the song and expecting the switch that occurs, we shouldn't take it for granted, because it's not exactly the most obvious place the song could go, given the tone of the introduction. We get a thumping drum pattern with a four-on-the-floor kick drum and syncopated hi-hat flourishes, providing an extremely danceable groove. This beat is paired with an incredibly funky bass line. Added to the mix is a punchy, brassy synthesizer. What I love about this musical transformation from the darker introduction is that it thematically lines with the message of the lyrics. That is, as we've heard all album long, the darker underbelly of existence is ever present, but there are times in which we can transcend that darkness and experience true flight, and we're currently witnessing Matt cultivating this on the track. And to this point, it's no coincidence that as soon as the song ascends into its euphoric groove, Max states the track's symbolic centerpiece, rapping, "Well, I'ma maintain how I'm staying so high, put the ladder all the way up till we touching the sky." As we know, for Mac, the high and sky represent either happiness, fame, or intoxication, though given the universality of this track, it seems like happiness or contentment is the central meaning here. While we've just been warned that these feelings will end in the hook, the ladder is offered as a tool to keep the climb going on and on. Interestingly, Mac chooses a ladder and not something like an elevator or escalator, both mechanically driven tools in which the passenger exerts no energy. A ladder offers a road into the sky, so to speak, but it's one that requires effort and energy, a fitting analogy for the effort required for self-care and the ongoing pursuit of happiness Mac has expressed throughout swimming. As we mentioned at the top of the episode, ladders have been used throughout multiple religions as a connection between the earthly and spiritual worlds, where each step of the ladder represents a stage and progression towards reaching God or enlightenment. Some even interpret the rungs on either side of the ladder as representing duality, which would align nicely with Mac's worldview expressed throughout swimming. What I find interesting is that on this particular track, the impression is that the music is acting as Mac's ladder into the sky, as we feel a literal lift from dark to light from the song's intro into its main musical material, aligning perfectly with Mac's feelings that music was something he used to get out of his own head. He continues the verse rapping, "And I know you're dead wrong, you're in love with a lie. All I want to do is free your mind." It's not quite clear who the "you" is here, but they seem to be constricted in some fundamental way, as Mac only wants to liberate them from the constraints they place on themselves. Something that Mac spoke of in interviews, how he wants to be an inspiration for freedom of thought.
It's nice to see kids who appreciate it and want something deeper and want to push their mind, you know, and that's another part of the revolution. We're just trying to tell these kids to expand your mind, you know, don't believe anything. Don't even believe what I'm saying right now. Just don't believe anything. I contradict myself all the time. I always say something and I completely just go back at the end of the sentence, if you notice. Like, I say a bunch of stuff like, "Yeah, man, da 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 da," and then I'm like, "But don't believe any of that."
Matt continues his theme of freedom in the verse, rapping, "We don't see no lines, we don't color inside." Alluding to a coloring book and thus the options open to a child, Mac promotes imagination, freely exploring every part of who we are, which Mac seemed to personally relate to his art.
That's what inspires me now. It's just like lack of any type of line or any type of, like, you know, it's music. We don't have rules. You know what I mean? This is why we're here. Like, music becoming based on what you think is cool sucks. You know what I mean? Like, being worried about being cool all the time is a lot. There's a lot of people that don't do things because it's like, oh, that's not cool. Like, it would be way more. I was one of those people that sometimes, you know, there was a time where I was like, I'm just never going to show my face because that way I'll be cooler. You know what I mean? Like, that, it just doesn't matter. Like, I kind of put myself out there and yeah. I'm either cool or lame, it's whatever.
As Matt continues the verse, he foreshadows the next song on the track list, rapping, "It's a very small world. We don't fuck with the size. Yeah, see the bigger picture when it's beneficial, loving how I fit you." Max sort of points out his own foreshadowing, since he's seeing the bigger picture by looking ahead at the next song, Small Worlds. Here he continues the thread of wanting to free our minds from limited thinking, and believes in our ability to realize this, since we don't fuck with the size, and Max loves how he fits us, meaning that we're a match. However, Max could also be saying, we don't fuck with the size as in, we don't try and change the world. We just see the bigger picture and accept our reality as humans with limited lifespans on this tiny earth floating in infinite space. We also recognize that Max's delivery is a homonym, with loving how I fit you also sounding like loving how official, which leads directly into the next line, blow the whistle when you run out of time. This seems to tie into the previous line as well as the passage of time on the hook, running out of time being when the night meets the light. Able to see the bigger picture and feeling more free, Max feels ready for those shifts. Also, if you listen closely, you'll notice that after Max raps, blow the whistle when you run out of time, there's a pause in his flow, and we then hear a high synth note, you know, like a whistle. Blow the whistle when you run out of time. Yeah. Waking up, I open up my eyes. Do you mind if I blow your mind? A little closer, baby, don't be shy. Why you worried that it's gonna be fine? I guess that kind of day is really all I'm trying to say. We don't have a lot of time to waste. Somehow we gotta find a way. As if jolted by that whistle tone, Max raps, "Waking up, I open my eyes. Do you mind if I blow your mind?" Considering that the whistle was blown when we ran out of time, and now Max wakes up, it seems he's demonstrating the feeling of when the night turns to day. Max opens his eyes, a sign that he's aware, ready for the new day. Inviting, Max then raps, "A little closer, baby, don't be shy. Why are you worried that it's going to be fine?" Here, Max continues to simultaneously address us, a romantic partner, and himself. He offers a simple breath of fresh air from the storms of anxiety that might take over our minds. Sometimes we worry that things won't go great, but really, this means they could be just fine, which is what most things in life are, neither great or terrible. And it's this middle state of fine that Max has been striving to find contentment with all album long. The most important thing Max seems to be conveying is that we can't let our worries prohibit us from going out there in the world, something Max was coming to terms with at the time of swimming.
I feel in a great space. You know what I mean? Like, the more stuff I get out and, like, do, like, you know what I mean? I was all worried about shooting a video, and I shot a video, and I was like, oh, I just had a great time. I was, you know, tripping about doing an interview, and I did an interview, and I'm like, that's not that bad.
Max closes out the verse with some simple wisdom, rapping, "I guess it's that kind of day. It's really all I'm trying to say. We don't have a lot of time to waste. Somehow we gotta find a way." His ability to still believe in finding a way shows that he's able to handle when the night meets the light, when the high is over and normalcy resumes. Max's hesitant wording of guess, kinda, really, and somehow conveys that this advice isn't being offered as some commandment from on high. It's more of a conversation. While he's assuming a leadership role in this track, Max is absolutely including himself in the universal we, reminding us all of impermanence. The advice is not to squander our limited time here, which is reinforced by the slant rhyme of waste not quite fitting in with day, say, and way. Max's desire to find a way is a uniting one. We gotta find a way, and Max seems to have found the will to go for it with us. It's this call to community that unites the track as it goes into the hook, this time backed by the energy of drums and bass, rather than the droning synths of the intro. We also get an additional post-chorus, all of which we'll examine right after the break. Welcome back to Dissect. Before the break, we heard Max's unifying call to somehow find a way, which leads us into the second iteration of the hook. Somehow we gotta find a way. No matter how many miles it takes. I know it feels so good right now, but it all comes falling down when the night meets the light. Re-emphasized by the verse's ending, Max maintains focus on finding a way. Our time here is limited, and the way evokes symbolism of the path of life, our collective journey. As we said before, Max has been looking for a way since Come Back to Earth, and the word comes up quite often throughout swimming. Given the diverse religious allusions throughout his work, we might understand Mack's use of wei as a nod to Tao or Taoism, especially when we consider one of Tao's central symbols, the yin-yang, was used in the art and merchandise for swimming. Taoism is the philosophical or religious mindset of seeking harmony with Tao, which translates to the wei, a description of the naturally fluid universe. Often this can be represented by water, that all of this, our existence and the world around us, is water, and our strivings for enlightenment and peace are strivings to be water. The yin-yang symbol represents the balance and harmony of our inherent two-ness. The yin and yang are complementary, dependent on one another, containing the essence of one another within themselves. The active and the receptive, day and night, encapsulated in a circle reflecting unending cycles. We've observed Mack highlight simultaneous dichotomies throughout swimming, be it wings, the rose, flight, and others. And we're getting a sense that each of these is their own kind of yin-yang. Undeniably, this liquid concept of the wei is tied to the album's central motif of swimming, which depicts Mack moving through and with the currents of our nebulous universe. Nothing is fixed, nothing lasts forever, change is the only constant. To swim in the universe is to act with the universe, to navigate our watery existence with effortless action. This is what Mack is searching for, to swim through stressful waters to relief. Pushing himself to act, Mack sings, "I wouldn't wait forever, just shoot your shot. You don't need no more, no extras. We all we got." This truth is the foundation from which we can act. All we have is ourselves and each other. Thus, we are all we need. The impending end of time and our potential to miss our shots cannot immobilize us. We don't need all the time in the world to live right now, and we don't need perfection to act. Almost as if to punctuate Mack's breakthrough of embracing the moment, an instrumental passage soars with the introduction of a horn section, adding celebratory fanfare to Mack's call to action. Interestingly, the horns play just two notes, a G and an F, but it's the rhythm in which these notes are played that really makes this section impactful, one that's nearly impossible not to move to. The rhythm is syncopated, which is the placement of rhythmic stresses or accents where they wouldn't normally occur. In other words, instead of playing precisely on the strong beats, they kind of bob and weave around them, adding complexity to the track's rhythmic fabric. Here's how the horns would sound if they were played straight on the strong beats. And now as they appear in ladders, notice how they just miss falling on the strong beats. Makes a big difference, right?
Yeah. All the lights flickering, hitting the right switches. I'm living this life different and missing the flight. Bullshitting. I had a plan to change. You can't stand the rain. Little delay, but I came and you cool with it. I don't trip, flip, or lose my grip. And I don't know it all, but I do know this. You know me, better know self. I've been in this shit so long that it don't smell.
Mack dashes into the second verse with intense interior rhyme, rapping, "All the lights flickering, hitting the right switches. I'm living this life different and missing the flight bullshitting." Given that hitting the right switches is slang for being good in bed, it seems Mack here is once again vaguely referring to a sexual partner, missing his flight due to bullshitting, a word Mack has used previously to mean indulging. Later in the album on the song Dunno, he'll describe a similar situation when he raps, "We was fucking, almost missed my flight. I wasn't even tripping, I said it's all right." The flickering lights could also be a reference to a lighter used to smoke. Hence, he's living his life different and bullshitting by imbibing in substances he knows won't sustain him. This leads to the next lines, "I had a plan to change, you can't stand the rain, little delayed, but I came and you cool with it." We could easily extend the sexual innuendos here, with Mack's indulgence causing him to have trouble reaching orgasm. Hence the line, "little delayed, but I came and you cool with it." This might be the reason he missed his flight. But given that rain has been a motif throughout the album, symbolic of sadness or depression, seems more likely Mac here is describing his ongoing struggle with making the right choices and his inability to stop bullshitting. Whoever Mac is speaking about, which seems to be a romantic partner, wants him to change, to experience sunlight, and likely ditch the drugs. Mac is moving slowly towards that, and he ties it all together by citing his delay is caused by the rain, just as flights are often rain delayed. But despite these setbacks, Mac asserts, "I don't trip, flip, or lose my grip. And I don't know it all, but I do know this. Before you know me, better know self." There's a sense of boastful posturing here. We know that Mac has tripped, flipped, and lost his grip at times. He's been very honest about that throughout the album. But this optimistic spirit about his ability to keep pushing, finding a way, is refreshing. And it feels more like Mac is saying he's not going to trip over his trips, meaning he's learning to accept them rather than prolonging them through worry. If we continue the possible romantic partner references, the phrase, "before you know me, better know self," might be a subtle nod to his longtime girlfriend, Nomi Leisure, whose Twitter handle is literally Nomi Lee. Much of what Mac says on Ladders can be interpreted as a conversation between him and a lover, and if this reference is intentional, it appears the on and off again relationship reflects the ups and downs of Mac's advice and actions. But there's also a sense here that Mac is continuing his universal address, offering a piece of wisdom about his audience knowing themselves before attempting to know someone else. Something that a lot of us learn is a prerequisite for a healthy long-term relationship. Mac continues playfully rapping, "I've been in this shit so long that it don't smell." This feels like a lyrical callback to the first verse when he rapped that he was into some shit and out of the box. That line was delivered 54 seconds into the song, and when he says, "I've been in this shit so long that it don't smell," we are exactly 2 minutes and 54 seconds into the song. Thus, Mac is declaring that scientifically, it takes precisely 2 minutes for his nose to become accustomed to the smell of shit to the point where it no longer registers as foul. This is crucial, profound wisdom. Okay, so actually, he's continuing to point out his familiarity with the tumultuous highs and lows of life. Shit smells, but also we use phrases like, "this is the shit," to deem something great. So the wordplay reflects the message in a fun way. "I've been in this shit so long that it don't smell. I turn a hotel to a castle, living like a king for a grand. I don't do nothing that's a hassle, besides even that castle made of sand. Just might slip into the sea, fuck it all if it all ain't me. Maybe we inside the maze, somehow we gotta find a way." Mac continues the verse rapping, "I turn the hotel to a castle, living like a king for a grand." Continuing the traveling images, Mac's hotels evoke the countless rooms he stayed in during tours around the world. Turning each of these revolving rooms into a castle is likely a nod to drug use and partying in the room, thus feeling like a king. There's even a 2011 video by Complex titled "Mac Miller Trashes His Hotel Room" that details how in his younger days, Mac tended to leave hotel rooms thrashed.
"And I tip the maids if it's too bad, because most people's rooms are just like the bed needs made, and they come in ours and it's like obviously been smoked out and liquor spilled everywhere."
On his throne, Mac continues his verse, "I don't do nothing that's a hassle, besides even that castle made of sand just might slip into the sea." Every high or hotel room turned castle bender is going to end, eroded by the tides and falling back into the sea. Symbolically, everything we attempt to build will fade with time, our identities, our creations, our societies. It's possible Mac is also referencing one of his favorite musicians, Jimi Hendrix, and his song "Castles Made of Sand."
"And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually."
Throughout the song, Hendrix details personal tragedies, but always ending with the refrain, "and so castles made of sand slip into the sea eventually." It's a dirge for the lives we try to construct, ultimately falling to the passage of time and the indifferent nature of the universe. This actually isn't the first time Mac paid homage to this Hendrix classic. On his 2009 mixtape, The High Life, there's a song titled "Castles Made of Sand." It's here that Mac expresses a different perspective on humans creating these fallible facades. With an outlook of pride, the 18-year-old Mac raps, "If you're sitting down, please stand, because I'm on the rise, and I reside in this castle made of sand." Here, the castle is made of sand because Mac is young and building with whatever is at hand, like a child at the beach. And he's proud of it, even if it's just sand. As he raps shortly after, he's swimming in the deep end, you bitches taking lessons. This young, passionate, carefree version of Mac is going for it. And despite the fact that the castle or success he's creating with his music might end one day, he's not letting that affect his outlook in the least. He's fully indulging in the moment. It's a youthful line of thinking in line with his reference to partying in hotel rooms. But on Ladders, Mac is nearly a decade older. And with more experience and wisdom, he's clearly able to look at this more holistically, understanding more fully the duality of the sandcastle symbol, which seems why he says, just might slip into the sea. Playing into the swimming and water motifs of the album, he reminds us that while water is the life giver, it's also the life taker, and everything we build while we're here will one day perish. Mac then concludes the verse responding to this existential worry, rapping, "Fuck it all if it all ain't me. Baby, we inside the maze. Somehow we gotta find a way." Mac uses a maze, a puzzling path that incites anxiety and claustrophobia, for the symbol for the human condition. We're all going to die, our planet is going to end, and in the meantime, we're all caught up in the maze of worries, anxieties, habits, and addictions, unable to live the lives we have while we have them. However, once we realize that we're in the maze, there's only one thing to do. Find a way. Move. Swim. Searching for the way is the way.
Somehow we gotta find a way. Okay. Somehow we gotta find a way. No matter how many miles it takes. I know it feels so good right now. But it all come falling down. When the night meet the light. Turn the day.
After this repetition of the hook, we once again hear the euphoric horn section. It's a magnificent, triumphant outro, a moving celebration of each other and the life we've been gifted, the only things we have for sure. While we're here, we rise and we fall. We give advice to ourselves and we fail to heed it. We shoot our shot knowing we might miss. We build castles knowing they will slip into the sea. While these realities have the potential to paralyze us, Ladders offers the flip side of this coin, reminding us that we need to celebrate the shots that we do make and cherish the castle while it still stands. Conclusions. Sitting at the center of the album's 13 tracks, Ladders seems to reflect the clarity and lessons Mac learned through creating Swimming, which was the longest amount of time he'd ever spent making an album.
But this time, it took me a while to figure out like what I wanted to say, what kind of music I wanted to make, and it was just a lot of experimenting. So we finally landed on some type of a path, and I took my time.
By taking the time to search for that path, Mac found it, and that is the story of Swimming, of searching for the way forward. The central symbol of the song, Ladder, presents a tool for the climb. This vertical apparatus sits in the middle of Swimming as the album itself is constantly focused on altitude, whether it be the depths of the ocean or the skies above. We've seen Mac constantly oscillate between highs and lows, and we've worried about inevitable falls. From the perch of a ladder, those falls still happen, but when we stand back up, the ladder will still be there. But we also have to ask, beyond ambiguous symbolism, what exactly is the ladder? Well, much like we learned in the previous track, Wings, it could be anything. It's in whatever we find meaningful. Mac saw each other and the connections between us as one such ladder. That much is clear on this track. But we also experience Mac using music as his personal ladder, evident in the way he directly interacts with this song. When he calls for a whistle to be blown, a high synth plays. When he knocks on our door, the drums kick in. When he puts a ladder up to the sky, the music rises. Fittingly, while interacting with the song, Mac also interacts directly with the listener, talking to and with us. He encourages us not to wait forever, but instead to act. And the music quite literally forces us to move, to dance, to feel the energy required for motion. And just as Mac was lifted by the music, so are we. It speaks to the universal shared experience that music offers us, as it unifies us around rhythm, a literal pulse we all share, putting us in sync, tying into the song's call to recognize that all we have is each other. Indeed, music, at least for me, has always been sacred, has always felt like a bridge between the earthly and the divine. When reaching its highest potential, when that perfect song plays at just the right time and it feels like it was written precisely for you for that specific moment in your life, music connects us to something. Something beyond us, beyond earth, beyond words, some ineffable realm we get but rare glimpses of. Some call this God or the divine or spiritual. Whatever it is, it's absolutely stunning. And it's these rare but transcendent moments that Mac encourages us to cherish, as they're precisely the ones that make the often arduous climb entirely worth it.
I think that my whole philosophy is, as long as music stays sacred, you can't lose. So for me, music is the most important thing in my life, like more important than any of these devices. That's the most sacred. So like, as long as that is the fundamental foundation of my whole philosophy of every single thing I do, music it is, you know, I don't think you'll really lose.